I told David that we would learn in his honor because
where
he's
is
sick
he?
For his Rafu Shleima.
Okay.
So the learning.
Alright, Chatzisa Shunim to La'acharat Tfil.
Are you sure we did this little
you want to do it again?
Yes,
it again.
No, we did it. We did it. Talk about calling your friends.
Oh, I must have missed that. I was sick that
way. Oh,
no, you left early. That's what it was. You left early.
Yeah, you came for like 3 minutes.
Why don't I remember that?
You were probably weren't here.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Because you were busy learning, you know, color.
Okay, you got it. Charusa, remember the Charusa? Come pick him up.
So Chatzisa Shanim to La'acharat Tfil. So this is, it happens. This does happen. Right, the Chatzisa that's found after Tfil. Im Osiso Chafifa Ve'ion Karoi. Right, if she does the chafifa and the iyun karoi, did she do the preparations the way she's supposed to? Also then she gets up from the tefillah and then she sees something on her body that's chaitit. Right, which is going to happen at some point. I mean, at some point a lady looks. I mean, it could be 3 days later. Right? Obviously, she's not going to think that. Oh, it was
must have been right after
that. This was on me for 3 days. Right. So but at what point is the cutoff?
They don't check afterwards.
No, they shouldn't. They don't have to check afterwards.
I think it's worse, right? There's no reason.
There's no reason to. Right. But what happens if Lamaisa she finds something?
How much afterwards?
That's what we're going to discuss. Right. So that depends. If the chafifa and the tefila were done in the same ayna, in the same. Either night or same or day, which we know that tefillah is not supposed to be done during the day. So
tefillah is supposed to be done during the day, though.
Oh, so
Hainu started.
Right, supposed to be half.
Fine, so it can't be the same owner.
Oh, so once again, we'll discuss that in a minute. Hainu shah chafifa v'tefillah hoyu v'layla, meaning that, and in this case, would have to be that the chafifa and the tefillah were both at night. V'tefillah hoyu sasamuch l'chafifa, and the tefillah was close to the chafifa, meaning as opposed to her doing the mikvah preparations and then going to the mikvah 4 hours later. Then she does not need another tefillah, because we're assuming that since it was so close to the chafifa and the chafifa was done at night, so then we assume that the chatzitza came later. Right?
I'm not sure why it has to be the same owner.
If it's a same owner, do we think
it's a machloekas?
It's a different owner. That means that the chafifa was done early in the day.
Which is more important, that it should be samach or that it should be in the same owner?
I assume that the reasoning behind this is so that we can assume that the chatzitza didn't come onto her between the chafifa and the
right.
So then samach should be enough. It shouldn't matter.
Why would you do a chafifa during the day if it's going to be right before shkia?
Oh, so now the last thing that we said that the
most chafifa during the day,
so you're supposed to do the chafifa. But we said the optimum time to do the chafifa is half at night, half during the day, half at night. Right. So is that called a chafifa during the day or a chafifa during or at night?
Good check.
So
take it back a step. What if she just did 5 minutes?
She's
my 5 minutes of it during the day. She checks during the day. Let's say she only
Same question.
She checks herself at the end of the chafifa. No, wouldn't that be the bottom line? She checks herself at the end of the chafifa.
But she could have missed something.
You go after that.
No matter what.
You go when the chafifa ended. Right. So if it ended at night,
you always check. She checks
even if she did 95% during the day. No.
Because she checks at the end of the chafifa to make sure that she's done.
And the chafifa is always done at night. The end of the chafifa is always at night.
Not necessarily.
It doesn't have to be.
But that's what's l'chachila. We're talking l'chachila.
Yeah, but it could be there sometimes where the woman will do the. Well, how about Shabbos?
No, I thought we always.
What happens before the chafifa is done during
Shabbos? She always does something.
No, let's make for Friday night.
Hey.
She's always doing
chafifa is done during the day.
Right.
There's no chafifa at night.
I think
a
keeper is recruiting.
Right.
Yeah.
So then you'd have a problem. Right. Okay. Look at Ayin Aleph in the Shach. What does it mean? So Ayin Aleph in the bottom. Ayin Aleph Shach Sidrei Tarim Mekor Chaim Chachosanim Fine. That's similar. Bashir Samach Lein Is Bar Hated Tefaisti. Right. It doesn't say what Samach is. Bayim Pardes Rimanim Sheiv Misay for Yerayim. Bashir Samach Is Shalosh Shos 3 hours. Sayim Pardes Rimanim Dim Kabbalah He Mekabel. If it's that's what it is, then that's what it is. Right.
Shouldn't it matter what happened between the chafifa and the
mikvah? We're going to get there. Good question. We're going to get to that, right? I think he's going to get to that. He should get to that. Yeah. Right? Yeah, because obviously she's Isaac in stuff that's chaitzitz in between, then right, if she goes painting after she did the chafifa, and then she finds paint on herself, then that's gonna change, be a problem, things. Right?
Yeah, but that would.
Okay, so he says 3 hours.
I mean, that nobody would do that. I'm saying they even say when you're playing, you should wear gloves or whatever it is. You're not supposed to even do anything like that.
All right, you're not supposed. That probably does. That will eliminate. That might even eliminate the chafifa of the chlal, and then
right.
The chafifa has to start it again. Mike, that's will.
Probably what it would be.
No, but
if it's 6 hours of sitting
nothing.
In a chair,
so
it
let's
be different. Some
good,
of it doesn't
right.
matter if it's 3 hours of doing something, 10 minutes of doing something that's messy.
Right, so look, Vaita, but I am Bimiri. Skip a few lines. It's,
Go on.
I am Bimiri. Shehevi de Yesh Mefarshim Samach Litvila. Hainu Shalom Yis Yashu Ben Chaviv Litvila. She was not Meyayish between the Chaviv and the Tvila. Venira the Ratzalaymar. She was a Messiah Das. Sort of like what you're not supposed to do after Matilas Yedayim before you eat the bread. You're not supposed to be, or even after you eat the bread. You're not supposed to be a Messiah Das. Right? So that could be, theoretically, it could be for hours. Not as long as she wasn't a Messiah Das. Well, samach means that it's called man that you're not miyayish, then that's called I always wondered why wouldn't they say a definitive shir? What I gotta tell us samach for, and just leave us hanging? What's a pshat? And nobody until this generation was concerned what the shir samach was.
Maybe it is dependent on the person.
Depends on the activity. It's dependent on the activity.
I don't know. I think that it's. Back then they had more seichel, so they didn't need everything to be defined. Samuch means, you take
it's
each
not in any of those books.
Comes.
Check out the first book. It doesn't say amount of time.
I don't know.
I'm sure it does.
Even if it does, it doesn't answer the question. Are you hot
don't
or
don't
what are you doing over there? Arts and crafts?
It's a college.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's make it his own safer.
Can't do any real building,
Okay, so if that's the case, and then she finds, if it's samuch and it's done in the same owner, then she doesn't need a new tefillah. Eh? Shanu Tailam, what's up chat? So back on the top. Shanu Tailam Loimar, Shachatitza Nidbaka La Acharat Vila Veloy Samalei Lekach Tik Itla. Samalei means she didn't place her heart literally. She didn't chap that this Chatitza came out there after the mikvah. Right? Ella, Sheim Efshar Bakalas Roy Shetafsar Vatitla. If she's able to do it easily, then she should go back in. But she doesn't need a chafifa. Does getting dressed? I don't know. I don't know if that's.
Look
at Ayin Gimel here. Sidrei Taro, Chochma Sodom, Lechem Simla. Final lacha shel dasa Rambam, the loikim akor chaim hasayim de batarti litivusa gamar Rambam moide. Fine. Okay. That's. Ve'im kvar shimsha im baila. Let's say she already had tasha shemidu with her husband.
And then she found something.
Even though it's easy for her to go to the mikvah again, right? She shouldn't.
That it came after.
She shouldn't be
hoitzi
laz.
What do you assume that if she found it that far after,
no.
That it probably came
it
after?
It could have been.
It's not a hair.
That means
it's not
she's
a piece
been
of hair.
In a bunch
it's
of places
hair.
Already.
So what?
No, it could be a paint. A piece of paint.
Right.
One second. If it's a piece of paint and she wasn't near any paint, then the stomp she'd have to go back.
I don't know. You don't
no,
have to
go
back.
No, that's what
he's
saying.
If it's something, if
that's
you,
what it's
she
saying.
She didn't paint before. She hasn't painted since before.
No, that's
chafifa.
It doesn't say. Otherwise, it would say.
Didn't we
by
talk
the
about
way,
this by
if she painted,
that she knows she for sure had popcorn before, but did not have popcorn after. Didn't we talk about this? Only that one because it was so long. We said she didn't have to. But that would mean if it's 10 minutes after the mikvah. She was already had the tashmish, but
she
but
did an hour's
paint.
Worth of chafifas. Don't you think
right,
she would have caught
it?
But
she's not possible. She wasn't near any paint since then.
It doesn't make a difference.
She
missed
could
it.
Have dropped a paint. Could have
people
gone on to somebody else or something like that.
Yeah, who makes mistakes?
Okay. Okay, fine.
There's an address here you could write to.
Meaning if she's still in the mikvah, then it's really no problem. A guy just told me a funny man said how it was like why he felt he had to tell me. I don't know because it just happened. She smashed two cars on the way out of the mikvah.
Get out.
It's not funny, but
that's pretty funny.
And then, but the funny part, she ran back into the room to find the ladies. Her husband couldn't even come help her because she said, "You can't come here." You know, so she ran back into the mikveh. She's knocking on the door.
They had two cars.
You're gonna edit this, right?
Yeah, they had two cars.
She slid on ice.
Wow.
And she's knocking on the doors, and the lady's like, "Can we take care of this tomorrow? Who are you?" So, you know, if it's easy to go back in like that, so for a car accident, so you can go back in and travel again if you can get chatzitzi.
Yeah, but if somebody finds
it
right
saying
then.
I'm just saying a muscle that if you're right outside in the parking lot, and she looks at her arm, and she's sitting in the car in the parking lot, and then she sees a black magic marker or something like that, so then, I don't know, lachar that's called, it's easy. Fine. But okay, back on the top, yeah? But if the chafifa, if the tefillah was not samach l'chafifa, aishahem loyhoyu b'ayna achas, or they weren't in the same ayna, meaning you're missing one or the other. Behind the shechava b'sayf hayom v'tavla b'layla, she did the chafifa today. She was terrible at night. Afal pish aina begufa samach l'tefillah. That means even if she looked at her body, right? Samach to the tefillah, tzricha lachzor lachav l'tefillah shuv. She needs to go back and be terrible again. Right? That's even if she checked. So meaning it's all tali and chafifa, not an ear. Right? Fine.
What are they adding? I mean, I don't want to bring up the... What are they adding with the double lashon of samach and baina? Like, they're bringing the two things, because if you did a case where you did the chafifa within a half hour and, like, 5 minutes before shkia, that's the only case that they're adding with that. Like,
what do you mean?
What do they need the double lashon of samach and chafifa, samach, the smicha, and baina?
No, because it's not. It's two separate requirements. If you're missing one or the other, then she's going to have to... You need both.
In order for her not to go back.
Where does this come from?
You're right. Meaning the only case would be practically if she finished her chafifa.
Where does
Ayin
Achas come from?
Yeah.
I don't remember now. What's the shot in that? Shot in the Ayin of
Achas
that she did it, if I remember correctly.
No, but then it wouldn't be good enough.
You could have theoretically samach,
but not in the same.
Not in the same.
That's the only thing. That's the only case that they need both.
Or you could know. You could have.
Not samach.
You could have not samach in the same one.
Right.
She could have gone to the mikvah, let's say 6 o'clock in the morning, if it's before Alois. Right?
Right.
And done the chafifa.
So but that's that isn't that good? That is good though. You need
that
both.
Might,
you
no,
need
you
one.
Need both. You need both. You need
first
both.
Of all,
it's a
machlokes
rishonim, which one is Zen, and we pasken that you need both.
Second of all, how does Ben Ashmashas work with this?
What do you mean?
Ben Ashmashas is Laila?
L'chayr Ben Ashmashas is not Laila.
11 minutes after, it comes before.
The Chayr Ben Ashmashas is not well. It's a suffix.
So before Tzeis, she finished her
Chavira. Here we go.
She finished her Chavira before Tzeis.
Outside of the bathroom.
Right? Mm-hmm. She finished her Chavira before Tzeis. And then went to Mikvah right after Tzeis.
I don't know.
And then you have to ask your call.
It'll be a suffix. It's a suffix. Yeah. Okay. But Malkim Shamanu Shatrit Chatila Shainis. Where we said that she needs another tefillah, haynu afilu im nesaska la'achar ha'tefillah ba'oisei ha'dover. Yeah, you hear what it's saying now? This is even if she was oisek after the tefillah in the thing that she finds a chatzitza on. Shekivet shehoise b'cheskas t'meya koydom ha'tefillah, since she had a chazak on her that she was tummy before the tefillah, haynu oylem mitumasa ad she yeh laborer sheloi oyele dover zeh koydom ha'tefillah. She's not Tahar until she knows for sure that it came after.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you read the first sentence of this paragraph and you read the second sentence, it clarifies a lot of things. If you stop after the first sentence, then every lady is going to have a chatzitza.
Right.
No, she comes home and she takes.
She's cooking.
She eats. And then she looks at her hand, oh, there's something on my hand. Right. That's a chatzitza, so you got to go back. If the chafifa wasn't at the same, in the different order, if it meets the requirements. No, but Elamai, if she knows that it came afterwards, then it's not a problem.
How does she know?
Oh, because she knows she's eating chicken and she looks down and she sees a piece of chicken on her finger, then she knows that that came now. Right?
No.
Yes.
That's why you gotta read the second sentence.
It didn't answer that though. It could still be from before. it's better probabilities that it's from now, but
no,
it still could be.
She's
butter
that she didn't have a piece of chicken
before.
On her finger before.
So
and
you
now.
Think she has to be my ayin hatev after she comes out of the mikvah?
No, she does not.
How can she be butter?
She's barred that this chicken, piece of chicken. Maybe she weighed. She knew the chicken weighed 1 pound.
Maybe she was working on a.
Maybe she saw her finger beforehand, and she saw she was clean. Then she's
barred. No, maybe she was working on a piece of nail. She knew what she had on her finger. She wasn't there.
Blame everything on her.
Wait, question: can the mikvah lady
testify that she said that she
does she can she
on.
Put her into Chesed's kashrus?
I don't know.
She checked her beforehand. She went to
the
mikvah.
She's not menace on the tefillah.
So then we should have this problem very infrequently.
Yeah, I think this is an infrequent.
But it would answer the chicken. It would answer
a woman found an eyelash on her arm right after the mikvah.
Told to go back though, but she's already there.
Probably came from the water.
What would you say? She found an eyelash on her arm based on this. Can you assume that it came after?
Chris checking her color.
Can you assume it came after?
The DNA.
Real color, fake
color. DNA match.
I would say that.
No, it doesn't matter.
On water.
What?
It doesn't matter if it turns out.
The harder she wouldn't have to go back.
From the water.
It's a good eyelash.
She did cut
it. It was good and I said it.
An eyelash, I would say she doesn't have to go back.
I would say it came from the water.
I mean, if she's standing right there,
I would say it came from the water.
It's Tully in this Shiley. Was the Khafifa done in the same line or was it some of that, right? If it was, then it's okay. Right? If it wasn't.
Even if she's standing right there, we wouldn't send her back.
Oh, so this Rav told me he sent her back anyways. But not. Not because she.
Just
because
make her feel better.
Make her feel better. What does she need that headache for? Just go back in.
She was right there. She called from the dressing room.
Yeah, what if she already had Tashmish then?
She
left
from the dressing room.
She called from the mikvah.
Huh? If she went to.
She left the mikvah.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have fallen.
She left.
No, this must have happened to have been in the.
But if she would have left, let's say she would have left and went home.
So it depends. If she's all the way home.
On these cases, she doesn't need another tefillah.
On these cases, when
why?
They send her back, she doesn't make another bracha, right?
Why? Because you said it came from where?
You don't make another bracha? Hard enough. If it's a suffix, then you don't make another
if
bracha.
If it's not a suffix, like if the rabbi say mama, she has to go back.
You
want to
be from another lady who's making a vada, should be mugs even from. It says that. It says that in the story.
You stand
through the door? I don't know.
I don't know.
Not but on that eyelash case, she didn't.
They don't go in together.
Yeah, you gotta go quick.
What?
Oh, you touched them. You touched them.
She should go first. The Mavara should go first, no? The Mavara should go first.
This is insane.
Okay.
David,
who should go first? Who should go first?
The Mavara.
Dave, grab a tissue, Dave. Need tissue.
Look at the footnote in Ayin Vav.
Oh, it's a guy.
Well, Mashakasav Kaidam Atfila. Right, so it says in the second part, it says that she's borrowed, she's clear that it wasn't on her before the tefillah, right?
Yeah.
So what Mashakas of Kaidam Atfila, you see three lines up in the first paragraph there. Hainu, first column. Hainu, Sha'abi Sha'ina Yadas and Mahayala Bashas Tfila. Even though she doesn't know, Kim Sha'al Kaponim Kaidam Tfila Vadaylayala, since she knows before the tefillah for sure wasn't on her, then hareiz that tefillah kasher, then it is a kosher tefillah. Right? Yeah. Okay.
What did he add with that? What did that add?
What do you mean?
Now?
He's saying he's broadening the definition. If she was vade that it wasn't on her before, then she's okay.
Explaining bar.
He's right. Kaidam tefillah. He's right. Yeah, what does it mean, bar? So if she's bar before the tefillah, that wasn't there, that there was no, she knows that when she looked at her finger, there was no piece of chicken there, then that's okay.
That only works when it's probable that it came after, right?
Why?
I don't know, I'm asking.
No, why
if she finds a piece of chicken, she doesn't have any chicken at home.
Paint on her, that's my problem.
No, of course, right. Then
I'm saying, it's only
again,
if
again, then it would then
no,
get into whether the chafifa was done in the same. I know.
No, why are you agreeing to that when I asked the question about paint? Maybe, I understand. How could she be so sure that there's no chicken on her?
It's not personal.
No, post facto, I mean, like she knows, why are you saying it has to be probable, even if it wasn't probable?
Well, I'm losing everybody here.
After, post facto, she knows she did a great chafifa, but now she sees something on her hand.
Uh-huh.
But if she didn't have any chicken after the mikvah, she only had chicken before the mikvah.
Right.
You're still saying that's okay.
Yes.
And not like what you're saying, even though she didn't have any chicken now.
So it doesn't have to be probable. It doesn't even have to be remotely possible.
If it was within, I said it, if it, then you have to go down. If she's butter, that it wasn't, this came later, then she's okay.
Even though she didn't have any chicken now. She hasn't even gone near a restaurant.
It doesn't even have to be remotely possible.
No, then she
what
would
do you mean by remotely possible?
No, then
she doesn't
give a case
has
and
to
he'll
be
give
in
you
the
a
same
stock.
Container, and it
has
to be
same. She doesn't have any chicken at home.
They keep chicken.
She has no chicken in her car. There's no chicken in the parking lot of her. There's no chicken on her steering wheel.
Clarifying.
Yes. You hear?
What? She doesn't have chicken in the house. There's no chicken in the car. It's a brand new car. Blah blah blah. It's good, freshly
and she
clean.
Live in Iowa.
And she's
said,
a vegetarian.
And she said, "I know for a fact. I looked at my hand. There was no chicken before
and
the
she's
mission.
A vegetarian.
It must be there in
that
the car when
you say she doesn't have
to
go back.
Her husband dropped the car off outside the mikvah and she walked.
The last time she saw a chicken was in 1987.
No, but I'm saying in the case that I'm asking you, a woman calls you afterwards. A woman calls after the mikvah and says, "There's a piece of chicken on my hand."
Right.
And she says, "I'm telling you for a fact, before I went into the water,
red paint.
I looked at my hand and I inspected my hand with a microscope. There is no chicken anywhere on my hand. Now I see a piece of chicken on my hand."
You gotta ask her if she, when she did the chafifa,
yeah,
and how much time was there between the chafifa and the tefillah.
Just finished.
We don't
and it was
care.
That night, and then I went
same
straight
way
to the mikvah.
Then she said, "It's okay."
Even though that she wasn't anywhere near a chicken.
Yes,
borrow.
This
Kaiser
Mathilas
Borrow
is talking about a case that you mentioned before where she was Isaac in a chatzitza after
FIFA.
She painted
was, no,
afterwards.
She was Isaac in something that was chatzitza after
the
mikvah.
Right.
You were asking after the chafifa. This is
after
the mikvah. Right?
Right.
So why is it a chatzitza?
Right,
yes,
in his case, it's even more of a problem.
Yeah,
so we're saying if she's borrowed,
the homer should be affinity
in everyone. Because that's what she was doing. After the tefillah, then she's okay.
But
she,
what
okay.
He's
what
saying, he's saying is even more problematic and it's fine.
Yeah, so, can we go back?
What was that, Shaila?
That she found the popcorn in her teeth.
So why was it any
different? Because in that case, we know that if there
you
was there from
it
before.
You could have missed it.
How do you know?
Because
you
could have missed
it.
You
must have missed it. It was in the teeth.
It's not like a
maybe
piece
not
of a marker over here.
Because we know that it was something
right,
stuck in her teeth.
She must
not have done it properly.
Yeah, but
so why would why in that case do you say not properly? In this case you don't say not properly.
Because here you see. If you went to a dentist,
No, why in that case would you say it's an improper chafifa? Over here you're not saying it's improper. We haven't said improper chafifa once the whole time now.
We wouldn't say it's improper chafifa.
He said by the other case there is. By popcorn,
he
says
she must not have done it.
Why? Over here too, she doesn't have
your chicken. Get to the tooth like it can get to your hand.
And over here, you wouldn't say that she missed the chicken.
Why?
The
whole time.
Why should you?
How did it get to my hand?
Why should you over there?
You can
clean this better than you can clean your
but over there, she says,
"I
brush my teeth, I floss."
The reason is that she just didn't do a fine enough job.
Wednesday night, Friday night. Wednesday night,
the
wings special. Not the guy mixed with
it's also because it's popcorn. It's like a very extenuating circumstances because popcorn we know gets hidden in gums and whatnot.
After seeing the last sentence of this, how does it work in a normal case? When is she tummy? When does she lose her cheskas tamei? Only in a case where afterwards she finds something it's bar retroactively that she wasn't tahar until she was bar.
Right.
But what about in a normal case? She's not tahar until she finds out that she wasn't tahar.
Soon as she
it's
comes
like
out,
she's circular.
No, once she comes out and she once she comes out, she's tahar.
Right, so in this case,
unless
she came
finds
out, she was tahar, and then an hour later, she found something on her hand.
If the chafifa was
so
4 hours,
it's 2 hours, it takes 3 weeks.
No, I'm saying if she wouldn't have found out until she was doing the chafifa 3 weeks later.
So in a normal case, when she doesn't find anything.
What would you tell the woman?
The chazaka she has a chazaka.
So how does the mechanism
the reason why she has no chazaka here, meaning she's fine, in this case, in Lamed Vav, she found a chatzitza on her.
Right, but let's say she found it 6 hours after she left the mikvah.
Well, it doesn't like, matter. I guess.
So she had a cheskas kshira
at
the time, and now it's going back to a cheskas tamea?
No, that means lemafreya. It wasn't the
right, so that could happen 6 weeks later. What happens if it's two mikvahs later?
Oh, so and a chanami. So right, so that's what we're saying.
So it turns out all her kids are mamzerim, and she's
not
mamzerim.
Not
mamzerim.
Every time, every time. Right, that's what you said. At some point, yeah, there's
right,
a line
so
where...
My question is, why in this special case is
the
harah
so
that it's different?
She's, yeah, because here she found the chatzitza. Yeah,
right,
the
so it turns out that she was in Mecheskas Tamea that whole time.
Right. Okay. Unless she's borrowed that she was, it wasn't there before.
No, it's okay, that because
so
popcorn, no.
That's what I'm saying. So the only way that you know that you're kosher is that you're, once you find something that makes you tame,
you
would borrow that.
It
wasn't there.
You don't find anything, you're going
to
find it.
You're not. You never.
You don't have to have a negative in order to have a positive.
She's going over. I guess by the same token, it's going to be a point where you're going to have chatzitza. There should be a point also where you're not, where you're going to be perfectly clean.
Okay, but I'm saying you shouldn't make it
low
clothes.
Bottom line,
certain things. So there is no reason. For an hour, you still find popcorn.
No,
there's
as
no
soon as
way.
She comes down to the mikvah, she's borrowed.
What happens if she finds something
an hour later? She was borrowed when she came out of the mikvah. She didn't go to the
not necessarily. She was. She didn't check. She didn't look. What's the difference? She didn't. After she came out, she doesn't know. She got addressed and left.
The woman does her chafifas. She's borrowed that she's clean, so she goes to the mikvah. She comes out.
So then,
doesn't matter
according
if she
to what
finds
you just said, this case would never come up.
The only time that this is going to come up is if she finds something and she's not borrowed.
David, please.
In which case, it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter if she found something or not.
That's what he's saying. Fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
Good. So Lamed Zayin, which we already did, we'll see if the other one remembers.
Yes.
We didn't do it in Lamed Zayin. We did it.
Minister.
When you were learning.
Right.
If Shachal Libdok is based the Starel Kaidim Atfil. Let's say she forgot to check the hidden parts of the body. Right. Kigayin Shaloi Chotus as Shinah. She didn't floss her teeth, which is not a very good definition of Chotus. But she didn't clean out her teeth. V'achash Atavla Achla Pri. And after she was tovah, she ate a fruit. Aishar Michael, umatza bein shineh chaticha ketana, may oisei min prisha achla. Okay, now here's the case. She didn't floss her teeth and she didn't brush her teeth. Okay, then she ate a fruit on the way home from the mikvah, and then when she got home, well, wonder of wonders, she found some fruit in between her teeth. Now, when do we assume that fruit was inside her teeth? Beinu yadasim ha'isa shom kaidam atvila. And if she doesn't know whether it was because of Allah, Allah, Lutfal Shainis, she should go back again.
Why would she even call the Rav? I seem to have apple in my mouth. I just ate an apple. I can't figure out why I have apple in my mouth. Why?
She knows.
One second. She's being machmor that she should go back.
No, he's wife.
Why is she calling the Rav to ask the Shiloh?
Why? You think she shouldn't?
Why? What case is she asking the shot? She went home, she ate a peach.
Right.
5 minutes after
she
finished the peach. When?
She didn't clean out her teeth.
Right, she knows that she didn't do a proper
cleaning. Oh, she knows.
No, we're talking a case where she didn't.
She didn't do.
She knows she cleaned out her teeth and then she ate a peach and then she finds a piece of peach.
Then she's an idiot.
Then she's right.
But she knew. She go back.
And it only occurred to her after she ate the peach?
No,
yeah, then she realizes, hey, you know, I forgot to brush my teeth.
Some
and now she found a piece of peach in her teeth.
Yeah,
how does she know?
It's like extra words. Either she didn't floss and she does know, or she did floss and she doesn't know. Like, why do we need both? Why does it have to be that she didn't floss?
What
does it make a difference if she flossed or not, if she doesn't know when it came? The flossing is what makes it.
Yeah,
if she had flossed and
borrowed
out, then you could be
tailored. She could say she's borrowed.
No, that again, that would be borrowed, right? She'd be borrowed if she wasn't there.
What does Inia Das add? It's the same thing as before. Borrow or not borrow. Okay, thank you. We know.
No.
If you borrow, then it's good. If you're not borrow,
popcorn
not.
Said is an individual case.
Popcorn is very hard to be
an extreme case.
I've been asked this question all night.
No, it's an extreme case, popcorn. Popcorn is an extreme case.
Now you're coming around.
What's the difference? What is Aniya Das? We know if she's borrow, she's not borrow. What is this whole halakha? Does somebody add anything?
I'm not sure.
I know most of them, and they're pretty good.
No, but this is not chafifa. This is in Besa Starim. We said it's not.
Oh, so then the
remember we said let's get some black background.
So why
we
is
said Besa Starim?
Right. So
we
then
said
then
before
the
that a woman does not do any
fine.
Preparation to the baby. She just falls into the water. She's got to do the preparation, right? But if she doesn't do the Besa Starim, like her teeth and underarms or any place where there's folds in the body, and that's not ma'af. So it means if she forgot to do it, then she's kosher. But if she finds a chatzitza there.
Okay.
Right afterwards, that's not good. So here, she didn't do it. She didn't do it, and then she ate something, and now she's not sure whether it came to before. If she's sure, then it's also not a problem. But anyways, this is he's passing like the Shach L'chumra, the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Mecham, Nochara passing the Kula.
So why is he?
He's passing like the shot.
What would you say?
Well, I don't know. That's what he says. That's what he finishes off the last sentence. But if it already passed one night, then she wouldn't
peaches?
Eat.
No, why?
She didn't realize
well, one
that
thing,
she forgot to do it.
If it passed the full night, would she have to do an entire chafifa again, or just her teeth?
He's saying she doesn't need to be l'shem.
Oh, she doesn't need
it. He's saying because of the chashash that she already was the one night with her husband.
You're going to go back to the Shulchan Aruch.
Why? Because we don't want her to think that she was with her husband.
Most
places would pass on the Qumran.
Okay, hopefully next week we'll get to a halakhah, a more halakhah.
It doesn't say she's.
Hopefully.